Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Some of God's choicest servants have allowed their anger to get out of control, leading to violent acts. For example, Moses killed an Egyptian who was beating a Hebrew, and although Moses no doubt felt justified in what he had done, probably because of his high political position in Egypt as well as his heritage as an Israelite, it's clear that he took both the law of the land and God's law into his own hands, and consequently, he brought down on his own head the wrath of the king of Egypt. And at the same time, he lost the trust of the very people he was attempting to defend. And as a result, he had to flee into the wilderness to escape death. And, of course, there's King David. His violent crime probably represents the most frightening illustration in Scripture. And it demonstrates that even a man after God's heart could commit violence against another human being. You know the story well. In a moment of selfish desire, David used his kingly position and power to take another man's wife into his own bedchamber. And when Bathsheba became pregnant, he tried to cover his sin. He developed a scheme to have Bathsheba's husband killed on the front lines of battle. Although David was intensely repentant for his sin, and God certainly forgave him, he never escaped the consequences. His family story is one of the most sordid and sad sagas in all of Scripture. It's filled with horrible violence. But there's a great lesson in these stories. Paul stated it well. He who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. But thank God there's no sin so great that we cannot receive God's forgiveness through the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, go to BiblePrinciples.org.